Yeah, we kind of need to do that with all our stuff on Google too. There is ways to migrate stuff from like the Google account straight over into 365, as well as there's some like integration with Dropbox. So we might be able to pull it in relatively easily, but it might just be easier for you to just kind of download everything from Dropbox. And then save it to the appropriate SharePoint, and then wipe out the Dropbox, and we'll just kind of do it that way. But if you need any help with that, I think there is some easy ways to pull that data in, but we would need usernames and passwords to get into the Dropbox, and I don't know that I'd need it, you know, and I think you could probably handle it just fine. Once you get on Teams, give me a shout, because you can kind of get to the SharePoints kind of easily from Teams. And right now I think you're only connected to the NetControl SharePoint, and I want to get you connected to the Personnel SharePoint so that you can put, like, those documents into there. And so I think that would be a good way, you know, a good place for those documents. I do want to kind of segregate the stuff so that, you know, personnel related stuff is in the personnel related folder, and then we harden that and make sure it's not available to people outside the organization. I've already kind of locked down all the SharePoints, so right now none of the SharePoints allow outside access. You can only get to it with one of our usernames and passwords, but that'll probably change, especially with NetControl. Because there's going to be some documents in there that we want the general public to see, actually related to the repeater crawl.